I'm here at PAX for the third time, all because of a webcomic, and this con's about these people. It's about coming in, playing games, having fun. It's not an industry event, it's not that. It's these people out here. So I'm gonna take my camera.
And we're gonna have a shoot-off.
Oh, you're mine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm gonna walk around PAX and I'm gonna give you the, I guess, fan's eye view of everything that's around here.
Lots and lots of people. And this is the insanity that it's trying to get into the thing.
Okay, we're good. We're good with it. That was awesome.
Everybody should be able to come on stage at one point in their life to hustling.
Yeah.
PAX is powered and brought to you by Balls. You see these people waiting in line? You see this line going all the way out over here? What is people waiting for? They're waiting for this. Balls. There we have some churning balls. Balls on ice, that's good. Usually you got warm balls previous years of PAX.
Man, I love balls.
Yeah, our balls are kinda hot.
Yeah. So you don't see a lot of women with balls. Most of them...
I love balls.
It's true, she does.
That's very special. The electrodes.
Come on, Mark. Come on, Mark.
Here you go. Ah. So here we are at PAX day two. Day two, this is Saturday. You can see I got a little scruffier because, you know, we're gaming hard. We don't have time to sleep and shave and things like that. Now, I just got here. It's 9:30 in the morning and we got a line. This is what you do. You want video games, you stand in line. They wait, they wait, and they wait. As soon as they get in, what do? They find a place and they sit down. On beanbag chairs. That's community right there. That's either community or they're really tired. Shoot people and kill people, Jack Thompson. You play the drums. Conga. Continuing with our Final Fantasy theme, here we have a white mage. I'd imagine that she's heading over to the first aid area. In case anybody gets hurt, we're going to need her healing spells and her curing spells. Also be handy if any undead shows up. Not that anything like that's happened, but, you know, it's only the third year. Alright, so we're here in the Flea Prey Loom. You guys are waiting in line for some Halo 2. Now, I noticed you're all wearing the same t-shirt. That's quite the coincidence. That wasn't planned, was it?
Well, I'm Z-Crow, you can tell.
Z-Crow. Dark Ops.
Sport.
Ham. And Sportivo. Who says we don't exercise? Who says it? Sit around on our couch and play games. We get up and we kick it. Hi.
Hi.
So, what character have you made today?
I have an elf hunter.
Splinter Cell double agent. Wow, that's... Are you in like the Arctic or something? Like...
Yes,
but I can't figure out how to get out of the water.
You practicing for the Smash tournament, I guess?
Yeah, they are.
Nice.
For the Halo 2 tournament.
Halo 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it starts tomorrow.
Rock on, man. Yeah, is it team-based or are you doing deathmatch or what are you doing?
Team-based. Yeah. I think it's four players per team. Four
nice.
Players. I got round up a team first.
Well, good luck getting the team, man. Looks like you've already lost this guy to the cutesy ass-kicking power that is Samus Aran.
Yeah.
What game are you guys playing?
Arkham Horror.
Arkham Horror.
Yes.
This is a cooperative board game, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, it's like Shadows Over Camelot,
yes.
But is there like a traitor mechanic in this game too, or is it just kind of like everybody's in the same
team? No, it's hard enough without the traitor.
It's all about gaming this weekend. 3 days. PAX 2006.